Have you ever thought about when you're working on something and you just feel so into it? Like you're completely engaged and it feels like it has this real purpose, like a life beyond just, checking a box or finishing a task. It's not just us adults who crave that feeling, right?
Definitely not.
Students feel it too. That drive to create something that matters. It's a huge part of how we learn. And that's what we're going to be really diving into today.
I love
We're going to
that.
be talking about how digital projects can actually tap in to that motivation, that intrinsic motivation, and how they can offer students opportunities to do work that genuinely matters to them.
I think that's a really powerful idea. You know, one of the things that I find so interesting about this whole topic is that when students are creating things that have value outside of the classroom, like when they know other people are going to see it or use it, it completely changes how they approach learning. You know, it's not just about absorbing information anymore. It becomes about actively creating something and contributing to something bigger than themselves.
And that's exactly what we're going to be focusing on today.
Awesome.
We've been looking at a ton of sources, articles about using technology in education, practical guides for doing creative projects, and they all seem to point to this one key idea.
I'm curious to hear what you found.
And our goal today is to really figure out how educators can design those kinds of lessons. Lessons that use digital projects that not only meet, those curriculum goals, but also light that fire in students. Help them see that their work has meaning beyond the classroom.
I think that's so important. I'm really excited to dive into this.
So let's start with this phrase, real work. What does that even mean when we're talking about, students and learning?
Okay, so real work in like an educational context means that the activity students are doing lead to something, some kind of product or outcome that has value or an audience beyond just, the teacher and the grade. So it's not just like, doing a worksheet for a grade. It's creating something that can be shared, used, even make an impact on a wider community.
Like when I think back to when I was a student, the projects that I remember the most are the ones that felt connected to the real world in some way. It wasn't about the grade, it was about actually, accomplishing something, creating something, contributing to something bigger.
That feeling is so powerful.
So why is that feeling of, doing real work so much more motivating?
Well, I think it's because it connects to our basic human desire for purpose. You know, just like we're more invested in our jobs when we see the impact they have, students are more energized when they understand that their work has genuine relevance. Traditional assignments can feel kind of abstract sometimes, right? Like disconnected from the real world. But real work, that's what bridges that gap. It shows students that what they're learning can actually be applied in meaningful ways.
And the research we looked at really backs this up. One article, Five Reasons to Use Technology in Your Reading Program. They specifically talked about how student motivation goes way up when their work has an audience beyond the teacher. So whether they're making ebooks for other students to read, or designing comics for the school newspaper, or even creating public service announcements for their community.
Oh, that's cool.
That sense of their work actually being seen and used by others, it's a huge motivator.
I can see that. And it makes it so much more real for them, too. There's another source that talked about students creating proposals for actual clients in their community. Imagine students using like mapping technology to look at pedestrian traffic patterns and then writing a proposal to the city council about like safety improvements. That's not just a writing exercise, right? That's applying their skills to a real problem and potentially making a real impact.
That's incredible.
It's such a great example of real work in action.
It's like taking learning from that, theoretical space and making it super concrete, showing them how what they know and what they can do can actually make a difference.
It's so empowering for them.
So we talked about this idea of real work, but another thing that came up in our research was how digital projects aren't just about creating cool stuff.
Oh, that's interesting.
They're also an amazing way for students to develop essential literacy skills.
Yeah, can you say more about that?
So digital projects force students to read, write, speak, and listen
okay.
in a way that really reflects how we use those skills mm-hmm. in our everyday lives.
Mm-hmm.
So as they research their projects,
yeah.
plan their content, and create those digital artifacts,
right.
they're constantly engaging with all different kinds of media,
okay.
both as consumers and producers.
That's a really important distinction.
It's not just about like writing an essay in isolation.
Right.
It's about looking at all these different sources,
yeah.
putting that information together,
hmm.
creating a story or an argument using text images,
mm-hmm.
audio, video.
That's so much more dynamic.
And then maybe even presenting it to an audience.
Right. It's a much more holistic and integrated way to use literacy skills.
Exactly. And if you look at the learning standards, you know, many of them emphasize how important it is
mm-hmm.
for students to be able to understand and create different types of texts,
okay,
including digital and multimedia formats.
Yeah.
And digital projects are perfect for that.
They are.
They require students to work with all those different types of media.
Makes sense.
And our sources have some really great examples of how specific projects help build these skills.
I'd love to hear some examples.
So, for example, creating a digital story
okay.
involves tons of research.
Mm-hmm.
You have to develop a narrative and write a script.
Right.
And then you often record narration or dialogue.
Yeah.
So you're practicing reading, writing, speaking, and listening all at the same time.
Wow. It really does hit all those areas.
And what's really cool is that each stage of the process focuses on a different aspect of literacy.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So the research part, that's all about reading comprehension and evaluating sources.
Right.
Then when you're writing, it's about communicating your ideas clearly and effectively.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're recording and editing the audio, it's about understanding spoken language.
Okay.
And how to use your voice to convey meaning.
That's fascinating. It's like each piece builds on the others.
Right. And it's not just limited to storytelling.
Okay.
There was another source that talked about creating visual interpretations of poetry.
Oh, wow. How does that work?
So students use digital tools to actually create visual representations of the poem.
Cool.
But to do that, they have to really closely read the poem.
Yeah.
Understand all the nuances.
Mm-hmm.
And then figure out how to translate those ideas into visual elements.
That sounds really challenging.
It is. It's taking comprehension and expression to a whole other level.
Yeah, I love that.
And then there's creating comics, which a lot of the sources talked about.
It's such a popular format.
Yeah, and it seems really visual, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it actually requires a ton of literacy skills.
Oh, interesting.
Students have to be able to summarize complex information.
Okay.
Make it concise.
Right.
And then integrate that text with visuals
yeah.
to tell a story or convey information.
Mm.
So it's about making really smart choices about both the words and the images.
That's really cool. It's like a puzzle.
Yeah, it is. It's like they're constantly making decisions about how to communicate their understanding.
Exactly.
Using this whole toolkit of literacy skills.
Right, not just relying on written text.
So we've talked about the power of real work.
Yes.
And how digital projects can help develop literacy skills.
Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about how these projects can actually engage today's digital learners.
Okay, I'm interested to hear your thoughts on this.
So think about it. Today's students, they've grown up surrounded by technology.
Oh yeah, they're digital natives.
Right. It's like their natural environment. So when we bring digital tools into the classroom,
mm-hmm.
we're meeting them where they are.
Yeah.
But the key is to move beyond just consuming digital content.
Right.
We want them to become creators.
I agree with that.
Not just passively watching videos or using apps.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to build and share their own creations.
Exactly.
And one of our sources, I think it was 5 Reasons to Use Technology in Your Reading Program.
Okay.
Talked about how technology gives students access to powerful tools.
Mm.
Tools that let them create high quality work.
Yeah.
Work that looks and feels like the digital media they see every day.
I see what you mean. That's really smart.
And I think that familiarity can be a hook. You can draw them in.
Totally.
When students see that they can use technology to create something that looks professional.
Mm-hmm.
Something like the videos or websites or social media content they're used to,
yeah,
it just boosts their interest.
Makes sense.
And our sources had some really great examples of this.
Oh, I'd love to hear them.
So, for example, one source talked about using digital tools to create concrete poems.
Oh, yeah.
Where the words are actually arranged in a way that visually enhances the meaning.
Oh.
And this can be a really engaging way for students to play with language and design.
Yeah, I could see that.
And then there's creating public service announcements on topics that students are passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
They get to use video editing software. add music and graphics.
Cool.
And craft these persuasive messages.
Yeah.
Which are all skills that they see in real world PSAs all the time.
Right. It's like they're creating the same kind of media that they consume.
Exactly. And we also saw examples of students designing book covers or book jackets.
Okay.
Which isn't just about being artistic.
Right.
It's about really understanding the book's themes, characters, and plot.
Yeah.
And then creating a visual representation that would actually make someone want to read it.
So they're thinking about the audience and how to communicate visually.
Yeah, and that's so relevant to the world of publishing and marketing that they see all around them. They have to take what they understood from the book and turn it into a design that would actually make someone pick up the book.
That's a really cool application.
And then there's informational comics.
Oh, yeah.
Which are a great way for students to summarize what they've learned.
Okay.
And present it in a fun visual way.
I like that.
And it taps into their understanding of visual storytelling, how you can combine text and images to get your message across.
Right, which is something they see everywhere online.
Right. And let's not forget about infographics.
Oh, yeah, those are great.
They take complex information and turn it into something visual and easy to understand.
I love a good infographic.
Right. So instead of just writing a report, students are using visual communication.
Right, which is such a critical skill these days.
Yeah, it is.
So all these examples show how digital tools can help students become creators, not just consumers.
Right.
And I think the act of creating itself is so motivating for them.
It is.
It's empowering.
So we've talked about engagement.
Yeah.
We've talked about literacy. But digital projects also help students develop a whole bunch of other skills.
Okay. Tell me more.
Skills that are super important for the 21st century.
I'm all ears.
So we're talking about critical thinking, organization, collaboration, media literacy.
Wow. It's quite a list.
It is.
Yeah.
And these skills just kind of naturally emerge when students are working on these projects.
That's amazing. How so?
So think about it. When they're researching and planning their projects, they have to analyze information, evaluate sources,
right,
make decisions about the content and design.
Okay.
That's critical thinking right there.
It is.
And then they have to plan, structure, execute their ideas. That's organization and project management.
Yeah.
And often they're working together.
Right.
So that's collaboration.
We already talked about how they're becoming more media literate.
Exactly. One of the articles we read, A Call to Communicate,
okay,
really highlighted this.
What did it say?
It talked about how creating multimedia projects forces students to do a lot of thinking.
Like what?
They have to take information and change it from one format to another.
Okay.
Decide what's most important.
Right.
Connect different ideas.
Yeah.
So it's not just summarizing. It's really working with the information on a deeper level.
It sounds like it requires a lot of cognitive effort.
It does.
Which is good for them.
Yeah. So for example, imagine students creating a video to explain a scientific concept.
Okay.
They're not just memorizing facts.
Right.
They have to do research, put the information together.
Yeah.
Come up with a visual story.
Yeah.
And then communicate it clearly through both visuals and audio.
Wow, that's really impressive.
And that process really helps them understand the concept.
I bet.
And it builds those critical thinking and communication skills.
Let's take a win-win.
Totally. And we saw some great examples of projects that develop these broader skills.
I'd love to hear them.
So like creating news broadcasts or mini documentaries. That not only helps with their research and writing, but also with media literacy.
How so?
They learn about things like framing a story.
Okay.
Using visuals.
Yeah.
Effectively understanding the impact of different media formats.
That's really powerful.
And then imagine them designing an interactive presentation or even a digital game.
Wow.
To teach a concept to others.
That's a great idea.
That requires them to really understand the topic, but also to think about how other people learn.
Yeah.
And how to present information in a way that's engaging and interactive.
It's like they're becoming teachers themselves.
They are.
Yeah.
It fosters critical thinking and those teaching skills.
That's amazing.
And remember how we talked about comics?
Yeah.
Well, one of the sources talked about how working on comics helps students with narrative sequencing,
okay,
character development through dialogue and visuals, and understanding pacing.
Those are all essential elements of storytelling.
Right. And they're also important for any kind of communication.
Yeah.
So all of these activities, they're focused on creating something specific. You know, a video, a game, a comic.
Right.
But they're also helping students develop skills that they can use in any situation.
Yes, that's so valuable.
Whether it's problem solving or critical analysis or communication or collaboration.
Those are the skills that employers are looking for.
Exactly. These are the skills that will help them succeed in school and in life.
I completely agree.
Now, we've been kind of touching on this throughout our conversation.
Yeah.
But let's really talk about the importance of connecting learning to the real world.
Okay.
Why is that so crucial? And how can digital projects help?
I think it all comes down to relevance.
Mm-hmm.
Students are way more invested when they can see how what they're learning connects to their lives and to the world around them.
Okay.
It answers that question, why am I learning this?
Right.
And digital projects give students those concrete ways to apply their knowledge and skills. Okay?
In contexts that go beyond the classroom.
Yeah.
Making learning feel more purposeful and meaningful.
That's so important for them.
And our sources had some really good examples of how this works.
I'm curious to hear them.
So think about students creating how-to videos.
Okay.
Or digital guides on something they've learned about.
Right.
Instead of just taking a test,
mm-hmm.
they're creating something that other people could actually use.
That's such a great idea.
And it shows that they've mastered the material.
Yeah, it's a much more authentic way to demonstrate learning.
And they have to think about their audience.
Right.
How to make the information clear and easy to follow.
Those are important skills.
They are.
Yeah.
And those are skills that you need for things like creating instructional materials
mm-hmm.
or even providing customer support.
Yeah, I can see the connection.
And then there are digital portfolios
okay,
where
yeah.
students can showcase their best work.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just a collection of assignments.
Right.
It's a tangible way to show off their skills and accomplishments
mm-hmm.
that they can share with teachers or potential employers.
It makes their learning visible.
It does. And it gives them something concrete to show for all their hard work.
It's like a resume of their learning journey.
Exactly. And when students use digital tools to analyze real-world data
okay.
or explore current events,
mm-hmm.
they're interacting directly with the world outside of school.
Yeah.
And seeing how what they're learning is relevant to what's happening right now.
That's so powerful.
And probably one of the most powerful ways to connect learning to the real world.
Okay.
Is by giving students a chance to share their work with an authentic audience.
Well, I love that.
So this could be publishing their writing online,
mm-hmm.
presenting their research to the community,
right.
creating digital content for a local organization.
It's about taking it beyond the classroom walls.
It is. When students get to share their work and get feedback from a real audience,
yeah.
it validates their efforts.
It does.
Shows them that their learning has value.
And it's so motivating for them.
It is. Learning goes from being this internal thing
right.
to an outward contribution. That's a great way to put it.
And that feeling of making a contribution,
yeah,
that's incredibly motivating.
I can see that.
So we've talked a lot about technology, but it's important to remember.
What's that?
That technology is just the tool.
Right.
The real magic is in the learning and skill development that happen.
Absolutely.
Technology gives students the tools to create and share.
Yeah.
But the real value comes from the thinking, the problem solving, the creative expression, the communication.
It's about the process, not just the product.
It is. The technology can be the initial draw.
Mm-hmm.
But the real impact comes from that deeper learning.
I agree with that. It's like the instrument isn't the music.
That's a great analogy.
It's just the tool the musician uses to make the music.
Right. So in this case, the digital tools are the instruments.
Yeah.
And they allow students to express their understanding and ideas.
Mm-hmm.
But the real value is in how deeply they understand the material.
And the skills they develop along the way.
And the skills they develop. So basically,
digital projects are a really awesome way to engage students in real work.
I agree.
Creating things that have value. And an audience beyond the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And this taps into their motivation.
Right.
Helps them develop those essential literacy skills.
Yeah.
Allows them to be creative with technology.
Mm-hmm.
Builds those 21st century skills.
Absolutely.
And connects their learning to the real world.
It's a holistic approach to education.
It is. And I think it's an approach that has the potential to really transform learning.
I think so, too. It's about empowering students to be creators and contributors.
And giving them the tools and the opportunities to make a real difference.
That's what it's all about.
And that brings us to our final thought for you, our listeners.
Okay.
Think about how you can apply these ideas of real work and creative digital projects
mm-hmm.
in your own life.
My own life.
Whether it's for your own learning
yeah.
or in your work.
Okay.
What kind of project could you take on
mm-hmm.
to really deepen your understanding of something,
okay.
learn a new skill,
mm-hmm.
or even make a contribution to your community?
I like that.
Think about creating something tangible.
Yeah.
Something that have value beyond just, you know, your immediate needs.
Right. Something with a lasting impact.
Exactly. Something that will boost your own engagement.
And make a difference.
And make a difference.
Yeah.
We encourage you to explore these ideas.
Yeah.
And see what you can create.
I think we all have the potential to create amazing things.
We do. When we have a purpose and a way to share our work with the world.
That's the power of real work.
It is.